This is an RNIB Connect radio podcast.
Hello, I'm Marc Offrand. I'm a member of the Association Valentin Huy in Paris for the blind. I'm a member of the board and responsible for international relations of the organization. I could say international delegate.
And I suppose it's wonderful to be here tonight at the British Library for the RNIB Braille 200 Championing Tactile Literacy event, because Braille is so important, isn't it?
Braille is, for the blind, is moving from prehistory to history. For the sighted people, what makes the difference between prehistory and history is writing. And Braille offers that to the blind. We waited for 5,000 years to have it. And now we have it for 200 years.
So when did you first sort of get introduced to Braille? When did you learn Braille?
I learned Braille at the age of 6 because I was nearly blind by birth. I've learned it at the School for the Blind in Lausanne in Switzerland. Because I'm French, but my parents live close to the border. So I was boarded in that institution in Switzerland.
What would you think of, I suppose, one thing that people might sort of think about Braille, which, you know, sort of might sort of, I suppose, in a way, sort of make them really think about Braille and make them think, well, actually, yes, I can learn Braille?
My views have changed over time on the subject. Before, I was an extremist of Braille, blaming anyone who had no sight not to know it. Now I'm a bit more moderate. I'm not totally sure for people, if they lose their sight at 70, I'm not so sure it would be really useful to them. And it's that kind of population who resist to Braille learning. Under the age of 50, I should think, people are wrong not to learn Braille if they fall blind before 50.
And I suppose it's really important for young people, young blind people, to learn Braille at an early age, because if you learn it at an early age, it's with you for life.
Yes, and Braille is very easy. It's easy to learn. It's much easier to learn than regular printed letters, because we don't have capital letters, basically. We don't have all handwriting letters. Braille is just a code. It's a digital code, actually. And for children, it's like sighted children. The earlier they learn how to read and write, the better it is.
Have you used Braille in a sort of surprising or funny or interesting way?
I've used it using a kind of a Rubik's Cube produced by ONCE organization, which is a key holder with a Rubik's Cube system. And there are dots on the system. So if you turn the different parts of the Rubik's Cube, you can have a Braille letter, and to show the sighted people how Braille works, this device has been very useful.
That's fantastic. Thank you very much indeed. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, Toby. Lovely. And I'm so pleased to be here to celebrate Braille.
I've just bumped into Dr. Amit Patel, who's the RNIB ambassador. Amit, what's your sort of story of Braille?
Oh, you know, I learned to read Braille just, it was months after losing my sight. There's only so much of Stephen Fry I can have in my ear. As an avid reader, it was something I can concentrate on while I was going through my sight loss journey. It gave me something to focus on, but now I use it every day. It's part of my life. I love the fact that I can read this secret language that not a lot of people can. But yeah, it's I think I utilize it nearly every day. So to me, it was something worth learning.
And why do you think these events like the event tonight, the RNIB Braille 200 Championing Tactile Literacy, is so important?
One thing I hear a lot is that assistive technology can bridge that gap. But then talking to people who use Braille, who use it every day, who use it occasionally, it's something special. I think we should always give people the choice. It's so easy to move on to simple electronics or going down the technology side of things. But to get your hands and fill those dots and actually make sense of what those dots mean, it's something special. So again, it's giving people the choice, the freedom to choose whether it's something right for them or not.
What might you think would be the sort of one thing that people might not know about Braille?
Oh, it's not the same around the world. I've just come back from the Middle East and it's not the same. You know, someone will say to me, oh, there's Braille on the door over there. It doesn't mean anything to me. So it's not a uniformed Braille reading, but it's like any language. We all have our own dialects. We all have our own languages. If you know the basics, you can get far.
And is there one thing that you've used Braille for that people might think is surprising or a little bit funny or a little bit unusual?
Oh, what have I used Braille for? I think you've got simple things like the brown sugar and the white sugar at home. It's got brown and white in Braille. I think anybody who's sighted comes and has makes a cup of tea, coffee, that doesn't even realise the little dots sitting there. But those tiny little dots, to me, is a game changer.
Well, Amit, thank you very much indeed, and do enjoy tonight.
Thank you so much.